Well, so I think you have to understand that mentoring is a fundamentally interpersonal process, right? So it's a pathway to development that's heavily influenced by individual characteristics and group and organizational dynamics. And it's a situation where mentor-mentee fit is incredibly important. And when you're talking about how you develop yourself, you have to consider some of the psychological implications of that. So, for example, we typically gravitate towards people who are quite similar to us, but we'll learn more from people who are very different from us. And we fall prey to all sorts of mental traps. We jump to conclusions and generalize and stereotype. And all the same while, mentoring is built on trust, and so we have to develop trust in the midst of all of that. So I think our approach to mentoring at NSF is it's a very scientific and social behavioral approach where you have to provide guidance and support and training through all of the experiences that people go through.
So how does it work for employees there?
So our employees are invited to participate in mentoring in multiple ways. They can find a mentor or mentee and participate in all of our program activities without being matched. At the same time, we recognize that there are a lot of people who don't know who to ask or they don't know who could serve them best. And so we also have a formal mentoring program where we ask questions and, you know, essentially take profiles from people and then strategically match them with others. And we just rolled this program out, so we just did our first formal matching process, and we matched 34 formal pairs, and then we have a growing number of informal pairs who are also participating in our events.
Now, do mentoring relationships have to be necessarily older employee to younger employee, or can they work the reverse way or any other which way?
They really can work any which way. We define fit as a situation, mentor-mentee fit, quote-unquote, as a situation where the mentee can learn something from the mentor, right? So that the mentor's experiences and skill sets are such that they will help the mentee reach their development goals. So age is, it's a psychological factor. People sometimes have to get over the idea that they're being mentored by someone younger than them. But if framed correctly, it can absolutely be effective.
I think a lot of people listening might say, oh, well, this is sort of like a nice feel-good type of thing, but does it really impact results? Have you found that in terms of productivity or anything really tangible that this has helped the agency?
And, you know, it's very new, but the feedback that we've gotten so far has been absolutely stellar. We have the 34 pairs that I talked about. Only a few of those, a handful of those, maybe haven't realized any real results yet, and we're still kind of following along with them. So we have, 70-plus people, an organization of, 1,500 that are finding that they can learn advanced skill sets and help with confidence in accomplishing their goals and also offer assistance to other people.
We're speaking with Carrie Kemp Larson. She's an organizational psychologist at the National Science Foundation. And what happens when mentor and mentee decide they're done, or what if it just doesn't work out? How do you end these relationships?
It's a good question. We enter the program when we set people up, so formally set people up. We establish an expectation that if it is not working out, that number one, they will handle that professionally, right? So they will talk to one another, try to use that as a developmental experience because we don't always get to work with people that we would naturally click with. So for one, it's a growing and learned experience, And two, we will meet with them and consult with them on why it's not working out. And ultimately, if it's not working out, then that's okay. You know, there are other methods and there are other people that they can work with. So there's an easy out, no fault out policy, but we also really encourage people to see it as a growth experience.
You've worked as a consultant on mentoring with other agencies. What are some of the common pitfalls that you've seen, and how does this program react to them?
Yeah, I think a lot of agencies think, well, what is the minimum sort of amount of training and preparation that we could provide and still have people willing to join a mentoring program? That's just a philosophy I hear a lot. Well, a day workshop, that'd be too much. Nobody would do it. And here at NSF, there's really a a wonderful learning culture, and people very much embrace training and development. So one of the things that we did here that's, I think, very different is, and people were required to take a short training course before they ever even signed up so that they knew what it was that they were getting into. And then we did a relationship building workshop with everyone where their pairs, they came in pairs and went through activities. And we're following up with them continuously through the year and giving them talking points and giving them questions to ask one another and conversations and holding training sessions that are geared towards mentorship. Anybody can come, but they're geared towards mentorship so that, again, we give people ideas of what are some of the things that they can talk about and learn from each other about.
And just from a practical standpoint, give us an idea of how often should the mentor pairs meet? Should they? Is it appropriate to meet, say, for coffee, after hours, that kind of thing?
So we let people work that out largely on their own. There is an expectation that they would spend at least 2 hours a month together, but they can decide exactly how that looks. They are asked to articulate it in a mentoring agreement, which they turn in to us. So there's accountability, right? And they've had those conversations. But if they're the type, you know, that they can go out for coffee in the morning or, you know, go to dinner after work, then that's great. But it has to be a mutual decision.